Here with your Market Line Commodity Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. Corn sprang back from flirting with the $3 mark yesterday, and wheat a little bit weaker. With more, here's Virginia McGathy.
Now, wheat was easing somewhat, so it's kind of opposite of what corn and soybeans were doing. The weather is benefiting the crop right now. One thing to remember is oats today were at a six-week high, and so the old saying used to be, as the oats go, so goes the market. You know, maybe that's the canary in the coal mine. We don't want to get too much ahead of ourselves because there's still a lot of news coming up right now, and I think the wheat export numbers are going to be coming out tomorrow, and who knows what's going to happen to finish off this week. But it's really positive on this Earth Day.
Chicago May wheat yesterday closed down 3.5 cents to 5.43. Kansas City hard red winter wheat down 6.5 to 4.90. May corn shot back up 8.25 cents to 3.17.5. Portland prices unchanged for soft white wheat of ordinary protein, still at 6.12 to 6.15. Club wheat also unchanged, 6.12 to 7.90. Dark northern spring wheat prices down just a penny and a quarter, ranging from 6.33¾ to 6.63¾ for 14% protein. Live cattle futures steady, just down about 15 cents on the June board to $83.92.5. Feeder cattle for May about the same, down just 7.5 cents to $116.67.5. Class 3 milk for May up 13 cents yesterday to $10.52. With the Ag Information Network of the West, this has been your Market Line Report. I'm Tim Hammerich.